Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. You received the socks. He's taking them out of their packaging. We found that the style, the sexiness, the color, all score very high. The wear level of these socks, yes, very high. She's had them since high school, and they've been worn during every different type of activity in her life.
When he smells them, very high.
And there were dog hair on them.
Yes. Yeah, sorry about that.
Marinated and seasoned.
But exactly right. He knows I wore them.
They were dry rubbed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Darby wore them.
What are they doing?
Her little paws are too small.
All right, so where are we? Is there any other judging criteria visually for the socks before you open the bag?
Are they still in the shape of a foot? It happens after wearing them a couple of days.
They're so stretchy.
They are in the shape of a foot.
Wow. Yep. You can make out toenails.
Can you see
everything?
Like her toe wear marks?
The toe bumps,
them?
Yeah.
The toe bumps?
Yep. Toe bumps.
Yep, I see the big toe bump and then the second toe bump.
What's the toe bump number on that, on a 10 scale?
Oh, that is a 10. That is a 10 out of 10.
10 on a 10.
I got a 10 toe bump.
Right.
Toe bump. Hey.
That's something to brag about.
You better have a 10 toe bump if you're wearing them since high school.
Seriously.
Aside from the dog hair, is there anything else like stuck to it?
Like right.
She walked around in her kitchen and there's like little pieces of caramel or something.
Yeah. Stain. Tortilla chip.
No, she ate that right off the sock.
This
definitely
is true. Or Darby did, one of the two.
Yeah.
A couple little pieces of lint, but that's it.
Okay.
And the Darby hair.
Sorry right about that.
How high do these socks go up? Are they ankle high or?
They're ankle high.
Okay.
They were actually tall, but they shrunk.
All right. Have we gone through all the judging criteria?
You
before
mentioned
you
crunchiness.
No, that's going to be he has to touch them.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So I think we're. Do we have Space Oddity? Space Odyssey 2000, whatever.
Yeah, 2001.
Yeah.
This poor guy has been sitting there looking.
I know. All he wants to do is open this.
All this time.
This is like, can you imagine Christmas morning and right, we're just doing all this stuff with the
just
box?
Just a second. Don't open it yet. Daddy has to get his camera. Wait, no, wait, because your aunt's coming over to watch you open the gift she gave you. No, wait, now you got to wait till after breakfast. Just let me open it.
All right. Here it is, the moment of the opening of the socks.
And they're open. Having a heart attack right now.
That bad, huh?
Okay.
It's a good heart attack.
Feeling
or a bad heart attack?
Good heart attack. Good heart attack.
Oh, wow.
I get happy.
Get your pulse racing.
It's like a bag of Fritos or what?
That's cool.
Think a little more like salt and vinegar chips.
Cheetos.
So what do you do now? You stick your face in there and breathe in?
I think he passed out. Oh, there he is.
I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's hear that first deep breath.
Oh, yeah. They're worn.
Ah!
They're worn.
Push his head.
Do you hear that, though? You can hear the bag suck in.
Right. He just huffs
oh,
his socks.
Oh, yeah. They're worn.
Yeah.
Sounds like a 420 show.
Seriously.
Are they worn? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
What? What? Wow. What's your reaction here?
Oh, I love them. Yeah. I love them. It's, I would say... Where do I begin?
The aroma scale.
Yeah.
On a 10 scale.
Aroma scale on a 10, I'd say 7.
7.
It's up there. It's not, you know.
You didn't get
super,
a 10.
Super high.
Well, they've been sitting there for a while, so.
And she wore them over other socks.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, yep. That's a problem.
Yeah,
blew it.
Low and quality.
I'll take 7 out of 10.
Well.
It's a Zagat rating.
I'll take it.
He's the customer.
I got a top 10 toe bump. I'll take 7 out of 10 for smell. Yeah.
Where would you say the crispiness level is?
Yeah, like apple crisp, potato chip, like what?
Oh, the crispiness is 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Oh!
Yeah. Wow.
By the toes, by the heel.
Right.
Those elastics on there were shot after 4 days. Shot.
I have no appetite.
Right. Can you hammer? Can you hammer a nail?
My
with them?
Feet are nice. Clearly,
my feet don't grow that big.
Feet's
too big.
Is it big or much? I think it's much.
My feet don't grow that much.
They don't grow much. They don't grow little. Oh no! Yo!
Calculating her score. Is there anything else you rate these on, Adam?
Let's see. Scent, shape, smell. Well, I mean, they're Ashley, so they're priceless.
Right.
That's the ultimate price.
When you let go, you smell your fingers. They're still on your fingers?
Still on my fingers, yeah.
Wow.
Now, will you keep them in the bag that she sent them to you, or is there a special spot that you put them in?
Yeah, like a humidor or something? Cigar?
They will actually stay in the bag, but they're going to go in a little box, like a similar kind of a cigar box type of thing.
Like a little sock vault.
The secret stash.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Today, it's Ashley. pull the Ashley box out.
Put the A file out, put that in there. Like a little
so out of a perfect score, which would have been 70, she scored a 64.5.
Wow. Nice.
Pretty good.
Well, thank you very much.
Sounds like he's a very happy customer.
What snack chip would you say they most resemble in smell?
That's gross.
I want to keep eating snack chips.
You know, it is similar to the salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, wow.
Man.
It's not even Fritos. It's salt and vinegar chips.
Wow.
Gross.
Salt and vinegar. Wow.
Gross.
All right. A couple more days, it'd been Fritos.
And you know what? If she didn't wear the socks underneath.
Right.
And we tried this criteria immediately.
Uh-huh.
The sticky rate.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah. Right. Against the wall. Well,
stick to a wall.
Exactly. Right.
Is there any moisture left?
Right.
There's no moisture left that I can tell.
Condensation in the bag.
But the bag looks like
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that poor
bag. This is great. So we can call you a satisfied customer.
Very much so. Would suggest others. Highly recommend.
Nice.
Is it a high Zagat rating?
That's a 5-star rating.
Nice.
I can make some money.
This is great. Well, Adam, thank you very much. That money will be used for the toy drive. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
What about my money?
Thank you.
I sure am thinking that. Yes, sir. My feet don't grow that big.
Right.
My feet don't grow that much.
My feet don't grow that much.
My feet don't grow that much.
My feet don't grow that much. Look at your goddamn mind. My feet don't grow that much. My goddamn mind.
My feet don't grow that much.
My feet don't grow that much. Or that little either.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible. Her inflection's more hillbilly than my hillbilly inflection.
Their feet.
My feet don't grow that much. My feet don't grow that much.
All right, Adam, thank you very much. Appreciate it. A woman on an American Airlines flight from Miami to New York Sunday said she attacked one of the flight attendants for not grabbing the garbage off her tray.
Oh, see? The ultimate.
An off-duty NYPD cop was on the flight, and he jumped in to put the woman in restraints for the rest of the flight. She's facing charges, blah, blah, blah. But here's, what is this now? This is some of her strange comments when she's being questioned by a couple of reporters.
Why did you attack her?
I didn't hit a flight attendant.
You didn't hit her?
Nope.
Were you with anyone on the flight, Tanisha?
I'm not sure. Yes, I was. Jesus was with me. Like, he always is.
Oh. Jesus was with you?
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
So Jesus did it.
First of all, does Jesus need to take his shoes off at the security checkpoint?
Right.
No, it just floats right on through.
Well, he's wearing sandals, so they come right off. So,
is he the co-pilot of the plane? Right. Is there a sticker on the plane, Jesus is my co-pilot?
Exactly, right.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Right.
Sounds like he was a passenger in this case.
How come he never makes the announcement on board?
So weird.
This is Jesus.
Does Jesus have to wait in the line, the whole security line?
Right.
Does he have to go through the scanner?
Exactly. When you try, it's Jesus. No,
just let him right there. There's got to be a Jesus line.
Jesus, let him through.
Just phew, right through.
Christ, get let on. Him through.
But there's a test. It's made of water, the floor. So if you can walk across it,
exactly.
You can use that line.
Right.
Let's see if you're really Jesus.
Right, they have a fountain outside.
Can you turn this water into wine?
Do they inspect his sandals?
Yeah, to check them out.
Make sure there's no...
These are pretty old leather.
you know, explosives in the heel. Or,
exactly, right, yeah. Right. They had the dog sniff them. Okay, he's down.
Does the robe fit into the
overhead compartment?
Dress code?
Oh, yes.
Overhead compartment. What's he going to strip down and get naked?
Well, have to take it off.
He's got that little thing going on underneath, you know.
The little thing going on?
Yeah, maybe he's wearing, like, underwears. I mean, it's across.
It's not underwears. Like, Jesus didn't have Fruit of the Loom.
Well, they were
tidy whities.
They were early fruit. They were
right. It's like a sheet tied up around.
They were the figs of the loom.
He just had one fig leaf, actually.
No, that's Adam.
Yeah. All right. So she was. All right. So Jesus was on the plane.
Yes, he was.
How did the flight attendant get injured?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
Take me back. What did you see on the plane? What happened?
On what plane?
The plane from Miami to
JFK. On what plane?
What plane?
She's just apparently having fun with him.
Yep. On what plane?
This makes me feel like that, who was it I interviewed? Everybody dance now.
Marsha Wash.
Martha.
Yeah, her.
Right, that person.
Marsha Waff, you know.
Yeah.
Wash.
Didn't you sing that song? No, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, oh
you?
My God, right. Let me smash my head on the counter.
You almost did, several times.
My favorite part is when you're like, isn't this you?
Mm-mm. No. No.
Like, you gotta go.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Everybody dance now.
Okay.
Oh, no, sir. I wasn't there.
You weren't there.
I don't know, sir. I was in the sky with Jesus.
You were in the sky with Jesus?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Well, why did you think they arrested you?
I love the reporter.
You were in the sky with Jesus.
Right. Okay.
What are you, the Beatles? I was in the sky with Jesus.
Yeah, no. Right at that point, he's like, okay.
You're in the sky with Jesus.
Okay.
All right, you then.
Okay. I got it now.
Right. Okay.
I got it.
Yeah.
Well, why did you think they arrested you? I mean, they didn't arrest anybody else, just
you. Did somebody arrest you, sir?
No, they haven't, actually.
Oh, okay.
We're just wondering why you were arrested.
No, I'm wondering why you were arrested.
What are you, Jedi?
What? Yeah, right. These aren't the drones you're looking for.
Right.
These aren't the drones we're looking for.
You were arrested.
You were arrested.
You were arrested?
You were arrested.
I was arrested? All right, well, always fun.
Okay.
I wonder if that is Martha Wash. Brian Robson decided he would crate himself and fly across the world.
Wow. Innovative.
Interesting.
Yes.
We're going to hear about that story now. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you both. Good morning.
Why would you stick yourself in a crate?
Well, I was a teen at the time. I was desperately homesick. I didn't like Australia.
Oh, I love your accent. Brian, I'm just having a hard time hearing you. Can you move the mouthpiece of the phone just a little bit, please?
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
That's way better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. I wanted to go home. I was wrongly placed in Australia.
Ruffles have ridges.
Yes.
I didn't like it there. I went there as an adventure. I was a very adventurous teen. I couldn't afford to go home because I'd have had to pay my fare out plus my fare back, which was at the time about 700 or 800 Australian pounds. And I was earning about 30 or 40 pounds a month.
Yikes.
So I had no alternative, really. You know?
Wow. That's over a year's salary.
Exactly.
Why would you have to fly both ways? You only have to fly one way, right?
I went on an assisted passage where the Australian government, or Victorian Railways, to be honest, actually told me a few lies about what would happen when I got there. And they
Wait
made
a minute.
A
the government lied?
Was.
The government lied.
They did.
That's
really? They did.
That's impossible.
Let me write this down.
Yes.
Wow. All right. So you get this idea. Was it your idea or did a friend say, hey, you know.
I got an idea for you.
I got an idea for
you. I dare you.
No, I wish they had done, actually. But it was my idea. We went to an exhibition in Melbourne, a British exhibition, and there was a company there that was actually advertising removal company, we can move anything anywhere. And I remember saying to my friends, well, if they can move anything anywhere, they can move us.
There you go.
We all laughed about it, but I couldn't sleep. I just kept thinking about it all night, and I had my plans ready by the next morning.
Nice.
Okay, what did this plan include?
It included buying a crate, getting Qantas, the Australian airline, to ship it cash on delivery to London, in sort of developing the paperwork that we needed in those days, arranging for it to go to the airport, arranging a specific flight with Qantas via Europe to go to London. And, quite a lot of planning, I suppose, really.
Doesn't sound like it. Right. I'm going to stick myself in a box and fly myself to another country.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the service was actually better than flying one of these low-cost airlines.
but the meals. What do you eat while you're sitting in a box?
Yeah, so that's a good question. How big was the box, and what did you bring in the box with you?
The crate was approximately 38 inches by 18 inches by 24.
Wait,
18? Allowed me...
It allowed me to sit with my back to one of the walls of the crate with my knees tucked up into my chest, but of course I couldn't straighten my legs out.
AJ had the better idea. Why didn't you make a coffin-sized box?
Right, just lay out there.
Well, because you couldn't send it COD, you see. That was the largest size box.
Oh my God!
Qantas would take on cash on delivery, and I couldn't afford to pay the freight fare either.
And how tall were you at that moment?
About 5'7".
All right, pretty decent size. You'll squash like that.
Wow. There was one dimension that was 18.
So, yes. It was pretty tight. And, of course, I had a suitcase in there, a small suitcase in there with me, which were my only possessions at the time, so I wasn't leaving that behind. What else? I have a torch, a hammer.
A torch?
Yep.
A flashlight.
You mean a flashlight?
A flashlight. Oh,
okay,
because
a torch would be disaster.
Exactly right. You're nice.
Yes.
Like if all else fails, just light myself on fire.
They're great at screaming over there.
No, this was a battery-operated thing.
Okay, good.
A flashlight.
Gotcha.
What else did I have? I had two bottles, one empty and one with about a pint of water. The empty one for obvious reasons.
Okay, next question, bathroom. Gotcha.
How do you go to the bathroom if your knees are pushed up against your chest?
Need a wide opening.
With difficulty. With difficulty.
And accuracy. Accuracy is in there, too. And don't mix the bottles up in the dark.
Just so you know, there's a
book
on
this. No, that's a very good point. Actually, I'll let you do a secret. I didn't use the empty bottle. I managed to turn slightly onto my side, and I used one of the in the crate. So I went to the toilet in the hold of the aircraft.
Is it raining in here?
Right.
Wow.
So you tinkled in the plane. Gotcha.
So just give me the dimensions of this box again, because I'm trying to visualize you in it. So it was...
About 36 inches was the largest size by 18 by 24.
18. Wow, that 18. What is that 18? Is that your back? Your shoulders?
The way that's where your back is?
Yeah, I would have said it's the width of the box.
It's your butt and your feet, right? Because you got to... I can't even
do it. No, that would be his back, right? You used the back for the 18? Did you put your back up against the dimension that was 18?
Bear in mind, this was 56 years ago. So, my memory is not brilliant on that one. But I fitted in.
Plus, you were in a box, so that rattles
your brain. Right. Yeah, as one does. providing my knees were tucked up into my chest, I could sit in there. I could sit down. With not very much room to spare, extremely difficult to move anywhere. Apart from that, we used some string, which we plaited, and we made some a sort of a harness, shoulder harness, to keep me from being banged around in the crate. That proved more hassle than it was worth, actually. There wasn't room to move very far, quite honestly.
Wow. You know what would freak me out the moment, one, the closing of the box.
Yeah.
But when that box is packed around other boxes, and now I know I can't get out of that box.
Nothing you do.
I am done and in that box. That would freak me out. You would just hear someone screaming.
It's pitch black.
Yeah, it's pitch black. Yeah, absolutely. But that was a lifesaver, because that's exactly what happened eventually, that I was sort of... placed in the hold of the aircraft with lots of boxes all over me and around me. And apparently, because the aircraft wasn't pressurized, you see, so the pockets of air that were trapped in those boxes actually saved my life, really.
Temperature.
Right.
Oh, cold, temperature went from freezing to boiling every few minutes.
Wow.
Oh, if you didn't have those boxes...
you were insulated.
They would have found...
Right.
Someone would have been one of those stories. We wouldn't be talking here right now. I'd be like, yeah, yeah,
someone delivered a dead guy.
That's absolutely true.
Someone packed a dead guy in a box.
Who ordered a dead guy
in a box?
That's
what they thought. Right. That's what they thought at Los Angeles Airport.
Yeah, I love that part of the story. But let's just backtrack. You were in this box, and you were just before we took a break, the heat, you went from freezing to boiling. From freezing to boiling?
Yeah.
Right.
It was back and forth the whole time. 1 minute, you know, I mean, you just couldn't feel your any part of your body. And then it would be boiling, and then it would be freezing again. I think a lot of it was the way your brain responds to heat and cold and whatever, but it wasn't very comfortable, let's put it that way.
How long was the whole trip?
5 days.
Oh, ha, ha, five ha, days ha, in a ha, box. Ha, damn.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow, that was not an overnight UPS Federal
kid.
Express. Oof. 5 days. How long into it did you realize you made a mistake?
Come on, dear.
I don't know if I did realize I made a mistake because I expected it to be pretty rough. Obviously, I'd never done this before, neither did anybody else for that matter. But at one stage, I really thought I was going to die. I thought I was dying, quite honestly. And I think I made a pact with myself. Well, at least I tried to get home, whether I got home or not. You know, I tried. And so I sort of felt a bit at peace with myself in a way that I tried something.
Wait, that was your pact? That was the thing you were saying to yourself? Like, well, I died, but at least I tried to get home.
Right.
Very simple. Yeah,
that made you feel better.
He gave it his all.
Very simple, yes.
It made me better. It made me feel better than sitting down doing nothing about my predicament.
Okay.
Which too many people do, you know? And
yeah.
I'm not going to sit back and let this go on. I'm going to do something about it.
Yeah.
So it did make me feel better, actually, yes.
Wow.
No, whatever works.
Wow. Huh? On an airplane, in a tiny little box for 5 days, you couldn't eat. You couldn't go number two, right? Or did you?
No. No, I actually didn't eat for about 8 days because I went on a diet and took laxatives for about 3 days prior to getting in the crate.
Cleaning yourself out.
Exactly, right.
Yep, exactly. That's part of the plan, you see. You know? the plan went wrong because instead of putting me on the Qantas flight via Europe to London, they put me on a Pan American flight. Via the States, via the Pacific and the States.
Oh, my God.
Whoopsies.
And I didn't know anything about this, obviously, you know. And so when we actually arrived in America, in Los Angeles, I actually thought we were in London. And I thought, I've done it. I'm here. I'm home. Yeah. Right.
Oh.
But it turned out I was in your country instead. Oh,
right. Sorry about that.
Instead of fog, you had smog.
So you're in a box somewhere, right? And now one of these luggage handlers or whatever comes over to the box?
Yep. Actually, what happened was I thought I was in London, and I was sticking to my plan. Although I could hardly move, I couldn't breathe properly then, and I couldn't speak or anything. But I was sticking to the plan, which was wait till dark and then break out of the crate and just walk home. Nobody would ever be any the wiser, you see.
Right.
And so I had to find the time. And to do that, I needed this flashlight, as you call it, which was about 6 inches in front of my nose. It took me about an hour to get my hand over there to pick up the flashlight,
yeah.
And I dropped, I must have turned it on and dropped it at the same time, and there was no way I could get it. It was on the floor of the crate, and it was shining through the slits in the crate, and two guys were walking past, or started to walk past, and one of them said, there's a light in the crate, or that crate, and they came
but
over.
But you see, in the movie, right? This has got to be a movie, because in the movie,
it is.
There's so many tension-building scenes,
yes.
And you trying to get the flashlight in a position to bust out, and then it drops.
You're right. I must tell you, fellas, by the way, you mentioned Netflix and cable TV. That's currently being arranged. And there is a movie coming out next year of it as well.
I will watch it.
I picture Bruce Willis in the role.
How old were you when you did this?
19.
19.
All right, Bruce Willis is out.
That sounds like a teenager deal.
Yeah.
He's the older version of you later on.
All right, so the
flashlight. I couldn't quite catch that.
So the flashlight drops.
Oh, yeah. So it was shining out through the crate, the slit, and these two guys walked over, and that's when I first knew I was in the States because of their accent. And they looked at the paperwork, and one bent down on his knees, and there was a little hole in the side of the crate, and he put his eye right up to it and looked in. Well, had there been an Olympic Games that year, he'd have won a gold medal for a backflip. I've never seen anybody move back so fast in my life, also fast, while shouting, "There's a body in there, there's a body in there."
Oh, my God.
She said, peekaboo.
I wish I could have. I couldn't speak at the time, unfortunately, but I wish I could have. But anyway, they sort of ran off, and it must have been half an hour to an hour later. I discovered the reason for that time gap. They were trying to persuade their supervisors there was a body in the crate, and the supervisors thought they were joking. But eventually, maybe an hour later, there must have been 30 or 40 people turned up from FBI, CIA, airport security.
That sounds like hero, right?
Yeah, even the catering people were there. You know?
So they uncrate you. Did you come out still in that shape?
It took a while to unfold.
Yeah, they have to like kind of stretch you out.
Exactly.
I couldn't. All my joints had seized up, so I couldn't move. They lifted me out, and then they put me on my back on a stretcher, I think, whatever you call it over there.
And you're still in that folded position.
His legs are straight. Straight up.
His chin,
Yeah, like when you smack a spider and its legs curl in.
Like a statue.
That's right. And as they tried to straighten my leg, so my body would come up. You know, I had no control over any of it. Eventually, they managed to get me flat enough to get into an ambulance and took me off to Los Angeles Central Receiving.
Well, wait a minute. If you could fit in a small box like that, you should be able to, in folded position, fit in the back of an ambulance.
It was a small ambulance.
They had to strap me in. That was the problem.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted me to go in the folded position. They preferred me laying flat.
Oh, jeez.
And I must say, fellas, you know, I spent 6 days in the States that time, and I got to say, everybody that I met, from officials to ordinary Americans and whatever, were brilliant. I'd never made so many friends in such a short time.
That's awesome.
But what happens? So you go to the hospital, they check you out, they probably hydrate you and all this stuff. What was the first thing you ate? Do you remember?
Ice cream.
Nice.
I couldn't actually... Yeah, ice cream. I couldn't eat. I couldn't swallow. And so they kept putting ice cream, little small amounts of ice cream into my mouth, which would melt, and then it would sort of trickle down into my body. So that, I think I had that for about 24 hours. I had lots of needles and injections and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
I had... like a hot bath. They kept lifting me in, putting me in hot baths and all this sort of thing.
They had to loosen your muscles.
Really?
Any long-term after effects?
No, not really. Well, I mean, the long-term after effects were, for about 2 years, I had difficulty looking at a postbox.
Don't blame you.
Yep, I hear you.
Yeah. I think I had a few nightmares for about the first 2 years afterwards, and then that all eventually faded away. So no long term.
Only 2 years.
Effects, really.
Any fines? 2 years. Did you have to pay any fines, or was there any punishment?
No, there was no law against it, actually. And to be honest, when we did this, none of us knew whether there was a law against it or not. But there was no law, that said you could not export yourself in a crate.
I'll bet there was in 1966.
Now there is.
Yeah.
And the only law we broke, or I broke, was I entered the United States without a passport.
Oh.
Because in those days, as a Brit, we didn't need visas, you see. But I didn't have a passport either. But, I mean, the FBI and CIA were brilliant. I mean, it was just, they were amazing. There was I never heard of any possibility of me being charged with anything. It was great. And then eventually, after about 6 days, I went to the FBI director's office in Los Angeles. And he said, look, Brian, we love having you here, but we've got to get rid of you because, you know, you don't have
a
passport.
We're putting you back in a box and we're shipping you back.
Right. You know, fold it, go for
it. Would be a bigger box.
Two guys help you get into that crate. Have you ever reconnected with them?
About 1 week ago, actually.
Wow.
I had an email from one of them, Paul, and we've had two or three conversations on Skype, and we, to be honest, we're communicating the same as we did 56 years ago.
Wow. Did he ever find out what happened to you?
Yes, they knew immediately, because once I was actually found in the United States, in Los Angeles, it was world headlines, literally, throughout the world. And so they were following it on the news. When I got back, I actually wrote them a letter, which was a plan to, you know, but they never received the letter because of all the publicity, they sort of legged it out of their accommodation without leaving a forwarding address. So my letters never reached them. And I found out that only about 1 week ago, actually.
Wow, that's great.
So we've had lots of catch-up time, and you know, it's a possibility we will actually have a reunion sometime in the future.
Take a plane this time.
And how much weight did you lose?
Quite a lot, actually. I can't tell you the actual poundage because I don't remember how much I weighed prior to getting in there or when I got out. But and I've never been a heavy sort of person, but I lost quite a lot of weight. I gradually put it back on, but I lost a lot. You know?
But it was 8 days of not eating, and he was using laxatives before he got in the crate.
Right. You were lightweight, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great story. So we're linked up on the radio station website to The Crate Escape, available on Amazon, and we're looking forward to seeing this in a movie form real soon.
Oh, yeah.
I hope by the end of next year, I believe, the movie, the documentary, probably over the next 6 months.
Awesome.
I've waited 56 years for it. So it's the first time I've told the truth and the story behind it and everything else. I think it also makes a good read, actually. But
awesome. Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. Great story.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on the show this morning.
Anytime. What's happening with the Milford Oyster Festival? Will it happen? Will it not? Let's go to Isla. She's president of the Milford Oyster Festival. She's here now to make an announcement. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
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 Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Milford.
Good morning.
So, morning.
Morning.
Well,
hi.
Well, I am happy to say that we are officially announcing that the festival will take place this year. So this will be the 47th annual Milford Oyster Festival.
Do you count last year?
We did, because we had shirts and we tried to do something. Oh. So
yeah.
We wanted to recognize the year that didn't occur.
Right, right.
So it will take place on Saturday, August 21st.
Hold on.
You know, right now things are still in flux.
Right. Still in flux, gotcha.
You know, we're going to work with all the state and local guidelines. We're working with all the local departments. And you'll see, you know, pretty much all of the same areas of the festival, slightly modified, of course. But we'll still have our arts and crafts in our green area. And, of course, our food, beer, and entertainment. That's, you know, everyone's looking forward
food,
to getting back
beer,
out there and
entertainment.
Having fun.
Got to have that.
That's all I go there for.
The fried oysters.
I drive by at the end and I see all the craft things. And I'm like, oh, that must have been nice.
Like a cool necklace. Or something like that,
yeah.
Little crystal things.
Yeah, that must have been cool stuff over there.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's great news. So it's happening Saturday, August 21st at its regular location.
At its regular location. Again, some, you know, probably some modifications as we go. And of course, as usual, we'll kick off on Friday night with Oyster Eve. That's become a very popular event for us.
It's almost as popular as the Oyster Fest itself.
Yes, it is. It gets very crowded and lots of good folks come on out and we have some fun. And I think just as a committee, we're looking forward to getting back to this Milford tradition. We missed it last year.
Yeah, we did.
You know, absolutely.
If you live in Norwalk and you're thinking, well, we got our own Oyster Festival, you have to experience this one. And I think the folks in Milford should experience
versa,
the other
yeah.
one. But this one is really something special. Do we know who the live act, the headliner, will be yet?
We are close, so we'll probably come back to you in a couple weeks.
Ooh, all right. Close.
To be determined.
Yep.
Is AJ in the running for that?
Close.
No, he's not.
He might be in the top four.
The top four.
That's pretty good, AJ.
If I'm in the top four, it's pretty bad.
Okay. If you were to, let's see. Has this act ever played the Milford Oyster Fest?
I believe the answer is no.
Negator.
We always try to look for someone new and, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right. You're always trying to do something different. Would you say that this is, are they more expensive than any other act that you've had there or just in the same price range?
You know, I think this year is a little different because no one played last year. So I think the ranges are a little bit different. You know, it's
so
certainly not going to be a Brett Michaels year.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
we don't want to go running out of the gate with 80,000 people downtown.
Right.
But it's going to be we're looking for a good name and someone that we'll have a lot of fun with.
Well, it sounds like you're very close with a good name.
All right, mm-hmm. So I might be headlining then. You're trying to keep the attendance low.
When they need to break it up, just shove AJ out
I'm
there.
Your man.
There you go.
Would you say this person is a classic rock format or a country format?
I can't say.
You can't say.
Ooh. What about time frame?
Or age?
That would give too much information. Nothing's really set in stone. But
you know, there are a lot of classic rock acts.
Right. What about how many members of the band?
What was that?
Good move.
Country or classic rock?
Yeah, it's not really country.
Okay.
Is it not really
classic rock?
It's music.
Oh, all right. Wow. That narrows it down. Thank you. Appreciate that. She's good.
I think I know.
She's good.
The category, because of your answers. Tell me how good I am right now.
Uh-oh.
Southern rock.
No.
Nah.
She considered it. Considered it.
Right. We're going to hear her hang up in a second.
Well, I have a text here from her husband who asked me to give her a hard time.
Oh, look at that. See?
So, and I was nice to him before I put her on hold.
She is going to slap the hell out of him later.
Yeah, so this is yesterday at 3:11 p.m.
Uh-oh.
Hey, bro, give Isla a hard time tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
I text back. Ha, 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 no.
Thank you. I will take care of him later.
Yeah, sure you will.
My money's definitely on you.
Yes, you're not having for dinner tonight.
All right. So what do you think? A couple weeks and you'll have an answer
for us? I think so.
Okay.
Good. Yep, we're close. So probably, you know, maybe by the end of the month, maybe before Memorial Day.
Okay.
Right.
We'll have some more good news to share, and we're continuing to move forward again, working with all the local departments, and we're going to make it happen this year in some form.
That's tremendous. So the big news is the Milford Oyster Festival is happening this year, August 21st, Saturday. You know, it's all the music and that stuff is all free.
Right.
And the best food. So, all right. Very great news. Keep us posted.
Yes, thank you.
We will. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Isla.
Well, tell me she called me.
President of the Milford Oyster Festival.
The second act.
I love that festival.
Yeah, it's great. With them walking distance and staggering home after a hang with you.
It's worth the trip even if it's not walking distance.
Yep.
The first thing that gets me is I smell the food.
Yes.
You know? Uh-huh. I get out of my car, I'm like, oh, boy.
Sign up over there.
It was me smelling the food.
Yes.
You smell the microphone.
Yeah, that's a microphone. Please don't eat that, no matter how hungry you are.
All right, speaking of food, White Castle.
Yes!
You got your White Castle in New York.
Uh-huh.
You had White Castle in Florida. We used to have one in Connecticut, and I know every time I say this, people say, no, we never had it.
No,
we had one in
else.
Bridgeport in the 70s.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, we did. We've been down this road. People have argued with me. Then we got phone calls. People remember we had one. All right. So we don't now. Florida hasn't in 53 years. They decide to open not only a White Castle in Orlando.
Oh.
They decide to open the biggest White Castle on Earth.
Got to do it.
Trying to compete with
Orlando,
Disney.
Orlando, exactly right.
4,567 square feet.
That's a lot of sliders.
Here's a local TV news report.
Well, the largest White Castle is officially open for the lunch.
Hold it.
The what?
The largest.
The largest. She's foreshadowing, yeah.
Good start.
She's right, sort of.
Don't be so obvious.
What is it about they make women feel like this?
I don't know.
Where is this coming from?
Her pants are too tight.
It's a news voice.
This is news voice.
So what happens when you spray that much hairspray before you go on?
My years of hairspray.
My sinuses are clogged.
It's gluing everything shut.
Oh, my throat is closing.
Wow. Boy, if you want to be different and you're a woman in television news, just talk with a regular voice.
Or
normal.
Sultry.
You'll stand out.
Or sultry.
Okay.
Well, the largest White Castle is officially open for the lunch rush this afternoon. The restaurant opened this morning in Orlando on Darrell Carter Parkway, just west of the I-4 exit. Now, this is the first White Castle in Florida since the 1960s. And as Channel 9's Q McCray reports, people were lined up before it even opened.
Well, they were expecting things to be busy here, and that is definitely the case. I learned a new word today, though. Craver. That's what you call a White Castle fanatic. And they are out here in large numbers today. Today's White Castle grand.
AJ is in. Here's a chant or a song in immediately.
It's White Castle, though. You love White Castle.
Oh, I love Slider Smith. Forget about it. New York.
Wow.
Oh.
That's a rowdy crowd.
I had many suitcases of sliders in my day, yes.
Wow.
The Crave case.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they're good, but the after effects.
Oh, yeah. Well, you expect that part.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Heard AJ
talking
whole next
about
day.
It so much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Today's White Castle grand opening looked more like a Super Bowl celebration with confetti and screaming fans. Once they opened the doors, the rush was on for their world-famous sliders.
I'm starving.
That's because Fred arrived.
I'm starving.
Can you imagine? That's your whole contribution.
The first clip in the report. I'm starving.
I'm starving.
It's like the Chris Farley clip.
Right. All I said was good morning.
I'm starving.
I'm starving.
Excuse me, how do I get to the gas station?
I'm starving.
All right, never mind, thank you.
Wow.
Hi, can we interview you?
I'm starving.
Okay.
Well, so what's your name?
I'm starving.
Miss Starving, how are you?
I'm starving.
Shut up.
And is that her first name Star and her last name is Ving? What's your name?
I'm starving.
I'm starving.
Starving sounds very trippy, very hippie.
Wow.
That's because Fred arrived 12 hours before
Fred.
That's Fred.
That's Fred.
Well, okay, it's Fred.
Starving Fred.
I didn't think that was a man.
No.
It's not.
That's because Fred arrived 12 hours before the grand opening and slept in a car. You've been here since 8:20.
Loser! I'm sorry. Loser.
Well, you know.
Loser.
When you crave, you crave.
12 hours.
Well.
I'm starving.
The first one in
Go
Florida.
Back 3 days later. It's fine. Wait
yeah.
3 days.
Since 68, you know. What else you got to do? It's Florida. You listen to Arteries Harden.
3 days.
Disney's in Orlando?
Like I said, listen to Arteries Harden.
Slept in a car. You've been here since 8:20 yesterday. Yeah. Was the wait worth it?
Yes, it is.
Fred was first in line, but the second craver in the restaurant. That honor was given to Harry Blackledge. Blackledge started up a Facebook page 11 years ago to get a White Castle here in Central Florida.
Loser!
But he got it done.
This is actually my favorite part of this story, because I saw this. I'm like, oh, my God, they had to have, like, millions of people join this group. The number's not impressive.
But this is...
They're going to do it anyway.
This is when he goes through life. This is what he'll be known for.
Exactly.
Like in his obituary.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll say he started the petition that brought White Castle back to Florida.
Right.
I had just decided that I wanted White Castle here.
11 years and 11,000 online followers later, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, you figure how many folks have computers down there?
They're like, hey, 11,000 people like us. We got to give them the biggest one ever.
I can't touch the keyboard.
It'll close next month.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot. But listen to how many burgers this place can make in a short period of time.
Mission accomplished.
So everything put together makes a White Castle a White Castle.
Inside, they couldn't grill fast enough. Keep in mind, they can cook more than 400 sliders in 4.5 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You ever see their grill? It's just burgers everywhere.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Every square inch of that grill has a burger on it.
You can't see the grill.
No. Yeah.
It looks like a table full of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all have that hole in the middle so it cooks faster. It kind of like steams its way through.
Wait, it does steam.
Yeah, the burgers have a hole in the middle, so it kind of steams its way through, cooks faster
that
way.
They cook the burgers on top of onions. It doesn't hit the grill directly, so the steam comes through the onions into the burger meat.
Yeah.
And they put the little hole punch is to allow more steam to cook the middle equally.
How do they punch the hole?
So
the hole's
faster.
Probably
they're
in
frozen.
There because it comes like on a shish kebab. It's like, this is how we move this meat around on a little toothpick.
Actually, it's a holy cow that does it.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Do they make anything other than sliders?
Oh, yeah.
It's all you hear about. Like, there's no other.
Chicken
every
rings.
Every other place has multiple things you know about.
Yeah, chicken
you mean onion
like
rings?
Sliders.
No.
Chicken rings. Chicken rings. They do have a chicken. They have a chicken slider.
She tried to fact check me, and she doesn't even know.
Right.
What she's talking
the hell
about.
Is a chicken ring?
It's a ring, a meat, chicken meat, like an onion ring.
Yeah. Breaded and fried like it's a nugget, but in the shape of a ring.
That's unnecessary. Good.
They needed their own shape.
And they had a chicken sandwich, also have a double slider.
I don't want a chicken ring. I want
a
chicken
they're
nugget.
Good.
It's
I good think they're better than the burgers.
Yeah, it's going to go past here. Let's not get crazy here.
It's
not better than the most iconic
You're
burger
the one
ever.
Crazy right now.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And someone just choked on a chicken ring.
Was that you?
Only us can make people that are camping out to go to White Castle sound normal.
Yes. Unique talent.
Okay. All right, there's of the report.
Yeah, 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
4.5 minutes. They're not just creating sliders here at White Castle. They're creating new jobs. 140 new positions. Every one of them needed to meet the demand for these sliders.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing that can imitate it. You've got to be here if you've never had one.
They're not expecting the rush here to die down anytime soon, but the hours of operation are from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m., 7 days a week.
Wow.
It's going to do great. How many New Yorkers are in there plus New Yorkers that go to Florida? It's right by Disney's in Orlando. It's going to do great.
I don't think they need one that big.
No. Well, you know, it's Florida.
I think they're going to realize.
They do everything big.
Yeah. Wow.
I want one so
thought
bad
that was
now.
Texas.
Shut up.
Now we have a couple that you found. You found this clip somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who are these people now?
These people are folks who waited for the, White Castle open.
Okay.
It tastes great. Oh, we've got into the cave already.
Yes, we already ate our breakfast sandwiches, and we had to get into our
cave. And we made our own little castle. We just think it's great.
Wonderful. Very cute.
I love the Coca-Cola machine.
They took a whole bunch of their slider boxes and made a castle. A lot of folks do that. They kind of put them together. And
did you hear what they said, AJ? Didn't love the burgers. We love their Coca-Cola machine.
Well,
that was their first comment after eating their first meal.
You know what sounds great? When you strangle someone with their own hands.
Now you sound like a chicken ring.
Part of the story, though, is a man was murdered by a coworker over a conversation about White Castle
in Florida.
Slid him off the roof.
we'd make our own dumbass news.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.